Lady Ray, if you appreciate Anoni or Nina Simone, Erykah Badu or Chaka Khan, you are going to thoroughly love Baby Rose. The new album is called Through and Through. Let's listen right now. Baby Rose coming in at number 5 here on the top 10 girly so grooviest albums.
No rest for the wicked. No light in the dark. No words for the silence. No peace to be found. You take my breath away. You take my love away. Take all that's left of me. How do I stop the bleeding? How do I stop the needing? How do I stop repeating the cycle of sabotage? Life shouldn't be this hard. Whenever I get this far, repeating the cycle at my window. The storm is at my door. Your sorry is my weakness. Leaves me wanting more. You take my breath away. You take my love away. Take all the best of me. Should it be this hard? Whenever I get this far, repeating the cycle, open the blinds. Life is there on the other side. No darkness, heaven knows my. How do I stop the bleeding? How do I stop the needing? How do I stop repeating the cycle, how do I stop the bleeding? How do I stop the needing? How do I stop repeating? The cycle.
With a voice like that, it is no surprise why Atlanta's R&B soul singer Baby Rose makes her way into our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2023. Again, the new album is called Through and Through. The song we heard is called Stop the Bleeding. Our number 4 selection is one that I never expected to get, never really expected to see it show up in the top 10, but I am so, so glad I did. The album is called 1980s Bubblegum. It's our number 4 selection. It was released in July. Now, 1980s Bubblegum is an essential collection. It's a treasure trove of songs by an unjustly obscure Australian band known as The Particles, whose jangly rock helped invent indie pop in the early 1980s. It is rare for me to do something like a compilation album, but in this sense, because 1980s Bubblegum reintroduces a long-lost band and provides some fantastic music, I thought it was well worth including them in the list. When I listened to The Particles and listened to the music they were making in the early 1980s, in many ways, I feel like they were creating a template and a blueprint for acts like Belle and Sebastian, The Go-Go's, The Slits, Camera Obscura, Dressy Bessie, Taco Cat. In many ways, The Particles was the start of all of that. So without further ado, coming in at number four, it is Australian indie rock band The Particles with their album 1980s Bubblegum. Yes, I recognize we are counting down the top 10 best new albums of 2023, and that was just a selection of music that is nearly 40 years old, but I thought it was well fitting. The compilation album 1980s Bubblegum from The Particles, released in July, is a fabulous introduction to a band you never heard of, but for 40 years you should have been listening to. And I am guilty of that as well. Again, The Particles with 1980s Bubblegum. Oh my gosh. Okay, we are getting into the top three girly so grooviest albums of the year. Our number three selection is a sophomore album that definitely defies the myth of the sophomore slump. In September, Alison Russell released The Returner. Now, the compelling Montreal roots singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Alison Russell, known for her work with groups like Birds of Chicago, returns with her sophomore solo album, The Returner. It is an album that tackles both personal demons and demons at large in beautiful, brave, vulnerable ways. It's one of those albums, upon first listen, I thought, yep, this is a great album. But with every listen, I pick up something new time and time again. Coming in at number three, it is Alison Russell with The Returner here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
you know? Is that why you hate my black skin so? Is that why you hate my black skin so? Does it remind you of what you lost? Do you hate or do you lust? Do you despise or do you yearn to return, to return, to return? Back to the motherland, back to the garden, back to your black skin, back to the innocence, back to the shine you lost when you enslaved your kin. My hand, do you hope to find a blessing there? Why do you try to keep me down? Do you hope to sow this barren ground with my black blood, black magic blood, with my black blood, black magic blood? Do I remind you of what you lost? Do you hate or do you lust? Do you despise? Return, to return, to return. Back to the motherland, back to the garden, back to your black skin, back to the innocence, back to the shine you lost when you enslaved your kin. Thank you.
The passions, the politics, the personal, all of these reasons clearly make Alison Russell someone worthy being included in our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for the year. Again, the new sophomore album is called The Returner, released in September. We heard the song Eve Was Black from Alison Russell. Coming in at number 2 is an album that we just featured only once here on Girly So Groovy, and it just happened to be just last week. It was 20 years ago when the Anglo-American duo known as The Kills launched onto the music scene with their own fiery garage rock and blues grit. 20 years later, and now 6 albums in, the duo continue taking risks, pushing their signature sound into new territories with the brand new album God Games. The album was released back in October, and with it is watching the duo embrace new sounds. In fact, going from garage rock, now picking up trip hop and jazz piano sounds into the mix, making it really dynamic listening. Coming in at number 2 here on Girly So Groovy, it is The Kills with God Games.
I bust my lips on yours. How sweet the night.
Not only am I glad to have new music from Anglo-American garage rock duo The Kills, it's been 7 years since they've released any new music, I am thrilled to actually get to include them in our top 10 list for 2023. The last time we did that reached all the way back to their 2008 third album, Midnight Boom. The Kills, with their album God Games, came in at number 2 in our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2023. We heard the opening track, New York, from The Kills. We are at that point where we are ready to unveil our number one selection. But before we do that, let me just remind you why we do this year in and year out here on Girly So Groovy. Here on Girly So Groovy, we believe that albums still matter, regardless of a world we live in where it is all about a single or an internet release or just what cashes in on listening platforms or on the radio. Here on Girly So Groovy, we absolutely believe an album is a fully unique, distinct, comprehensive artist statement. And we celebrate that fact. Here on Girly So Groovy, we celebrate the artists and the art or albums that they make. And that is why the top 10 is so important to me, and hopefully it is also to you. We take time to just absolutely enjoy, celebrate, and honor the albums that came out every year. With saying that, there have been so many great albums, as we talked about in this first hour alone. With saying that, if you're just tuning in, I'm going to do a very quick recap of what has made the top 10 list so far before we actually get to our number one selection. Coming in at number 10, it is alternative artist Lea Neal with her album Star Eater's Delight. Our number 9 selection, after 24 years on hiatus, Everything But The Girl returns with their album Fuse. At number 8, it is the B-52, Cindy Wilson, with her solo album Realms. At number 7, it is Quebecois singer-songwriter Dominique Fils-Aimé with her album Our Roots Run Deep. At number 6, it is the trailblazing, groundbreaking artist Michelle Endege Ocello with her newest album, The Omnicord Real Book. Halfway through the list at number 5 is Atlanta R&B soul singer Baby Rose with her album Through and Through. Number 4 is a 1980s bubblegum album, compilation album of the Australian indie rock band The Particles. At number 3, it is Montreal singer-songwriter Alison Russell with her brilliant sophomore album The Returner. And of course, we just heard our number 2 selection with The Kills in their latest album, God Games. At number 1, it is an artist that I featured a few times here on Girly So Groovy. When I first heard the album, I knew in that moment that this was definitely going to be a contender for the number 1 spot. Not just the top 10, but definitely a contender for the number 1 spot. And I have been waiting for every new album that has come out since to see if it would knock it off that perch. And nothing quite has done that. I first learned about New York City cartoonist, singer, songwriter Joanna Sternberg in Pitchfork's list of best new albums. And I am so glad I did. It has been a long time that I have come across a musician as authentic, as original, as vulnerable as Joanna Sternberg. Their quavering voice will not please everyone. Their music is thoroughly not modern, yet there is a warmth that shines through. Joanna Sternberg, to me, is a demented Dolly Parton, a puppy dog with sad eyes that you can't help but fall in love with. Coming in at number 1 is Joanna Sternberg with her album I've Got Me.
I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me and all my faults and flaws and lies are no one's fault but mine. Between self-hatred and self-awareness is a very small thin line. I can't stop my worry and my fury of all that I've done wrong. I waste so much time, I mean it, so much time. I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening. I'll let you be because I've got me. Why is it so hard to be kind and gentle to myself? Take the box of self-deprecation, lock it and put it on the shelf. Then wait 5 days, take that box, throw it in the fire. Maybe one day, oh yeah, one fine day. I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening. I'll let you be because it's plain to see.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Clundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio. And this particular episode is the pinnacle of exactly that. We are counting down the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of 2023, the 10 best albums. We just concluded that list with our number one selection going to the alternative Brooklyn singer-songwriter Joanna Sternberg with her newest album, I've Got Me, released back in June. We heard the opening and title song, I've Got Me, from Joanna Sternberg. Now, while that is the top 10, the 10 best albums of the year, there have been so many fabulous honorable mentions, and that's what we want to dive into in the second hour. Rather than doing any kind of other countdowns, we're just going to put together an hour of fantastic music, albums that didn't quite crack that top 10 list, but sure, definitely, gosh darn, came close to it. And that is what we want to do in the second hour. Don't forget, if you want to stay in touch with the program, we are on social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. Next week here on Girly So Groovy will be our final episode of 2023. It is our annual holiday extravaganza. That will be next week. But like I say, this hour is all about celebrating honorable mentions. So let's start things off in no particular order with the honorable mentions. We are going to begin with the London trio, Girl Ray. They reinvent themselves by diving into nostalgic, sunny, danceable disco with a side of emotional electropop on their latest third album, Prestige. They released the album back in August. So here is our first honorable mention, Girl Ray, right now here.